Potters. Welcome to episode 269 of CosPod Podcast for all things cosplay.
Yay.
I am freezing. No, that's not my name. I'm Amber.
I'm Val. It's cold because it's Texas. Yeehaw.
You know, they did the whole groundhog thing.
Oh, that's
it. Saw shadow. 6 more months of winter, as much as Texas has a winter.
6 more weeks. God, not 6 more months. Not 6 more months. 6 weeks.
That was my wishful thinking. I'm sorry. I want 6 more months of winter because Texas winter is very subjective. Normally it's like 60 degrees and sunny outside during Texas winter.
Air quotes.
Not 38 like it is outside right now.
And it'll get colder tomorrow. And then it'll get warm again. And then it'll get cold. And then it'll get warm. And then it'll get cold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was actually, I'm not talking about the weather just to make small talk. I'm talking about the weather because it spoiled my cosplay plans.
Because you couldn't do resin casting?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because, as Val mentioned, the Texas weather likes to oscillate between hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And so we had finally gotten over the winter storm week that took out a bunch of people's power in Austin. And we had finally hit, I think they said 65 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, great. It's supposed to be like 42 degrees tomorrow with another cold front. Let me do some resin casting today so that I can at least get it in the mold while it is warm and not too dry outside. So in other words, while it's good enough for me to cast in, because it's not optimal weather, but we won't reach that until summer anyway. So I ended up pouring it. And then the next morning, it got really, really cold, just like they said it would. And then I checked my resin molds. And most of them did set correctly.
Good. Oh, good.
Most of them. And then there was this little guy, which you can see looks normal.
It's very bubbly.
It is very bubbly, which actually kind of has a really cool appearance when you put LED lights underneath it. But that's beside the point. It didn't originally look like this, and you can't tell by looking at it, but it's squishy.
I bet it's squishy. That's what I was thinking.
Y'all, I have never had resin act like Play-Doh before.
Welcome to the resin experience.
Because originally this was sitting in a silicone mold, and you guys have seen the little silicone crystal molds that I use. And usually I test it to see if it has set by bending the mold, because it's silicone, so it'll bend if it's not set and the resin is still liquid. And lo and behold, I was able to bend it. And so I was like, okay, this must not be entirely set, even though the top was still hard. So it was the part inside the mold that, I don't know if it was just needing exposure to air or maybe it was just a bad mix in the bottom of the mold, who knows. But I was like, okay, let me go ahead and dunk this in some nearly boiling water, because that's one of the tips and tricks they tell you. If you ever have a cast that is not setting correctly, resin is a thermal reaction. It needs heat.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can take your cast and your mold together, as long as your mold isn't, you know, heat sensitive.
Right.
And you can put it in a container and you put hot water on it, because that'll help kind of force that thermal reaction and get it to set. So I did that. And it seemed to help. It felt much more firm in the bottom of the mold. And so I was like, okay, let's see if I can get this out. And so I started pushing on the mold to try and get it out. Those molds are not easy to get things out of, even when they are set properly. It's just the design of the mold. It's a bad, bad user design. And so I took a pair of tweezers, of course, and I slid it down one of the walls of the mold to try and loosen it so that I could push it out. Well, unfortunately, I have very razor sharp tweezers, and it poked a hole in the silicone mold, which I have now sealed up with super glue. Go me. And so that was no longer an option. Clearly, I was not going to be able to loosen it. And so I was just like, insert expletive here. And so I was just going to give up on the cast, period. And I was just like, don't care. Just need to get it out of the mold. So I took my tweezers and I dug it in and I just grabbed the resin like dough, because
yep.
I didn't care. I just wanted it out.
You just want it gone.
Right. So I gripped it and it took several attempts because it was still very gummy,
yep.
Which is why I said Play-Doh.
Yep.
And I pulled it out and it elongated like mozzarella.
Yep.
When I did this. But the freaky part was that once I pulled it out, everything sprang back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
So I had literally taken my tweezers on this and squeezed almost until the tips met. So there should be a giant divot in the middle of this crystal, and it should be pulled out to be almost twice its length right now. No, everything's spraying back like it's freaking elastic. And now it looks like nothing ever happened to it and I never touched it at all.
But it's still squishy.
Resin should not behave like this, y'all.
No, resin does behave like
and
that.
If I push on it, which you can't really tell because it's very subtle, but if I push on it, it is still squishy and slightly gummy. So it is solid. I mean, I probably could bend this in half
you
if
could
I
bend
wanted
it.
To.
You could bend it.
I'm not going to because I want to try and salvage this.
Good luck.
But yeah, it's if I push on it, it gives. And resin is not supposed to do that when it's set.
Okay, hold up. Resin will do whatever it wants to do. So the gummy situation can absolutely happen. The mozzarella situation can happen. The rubber band effect absolutely can happen. And it can be...
I'm speaking of how it's supposed to act, as in on paper, not how it actually does in real life.
That's the fun of resin, is a lot of the times it's just experimenting. And if you're not careful with the temperature or with getting the right mixture in there, your project's all is all gooped. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can try your best to salvage it, but honestly, if the resin is still tacky, even after you let it sit for a week and a half, 5 months or whatever, or if it's still bendable, don't use it. You're not going to be able to save it.
Right. Well, because this is something I'd be using for like a necklace, even if it's gummy, I can still use it. Because it's just going to be like a pendant.
I would still be like, but no, there's always that chance of it of getting warped or breaking or bending.
I can shellac this, and I can make it hard.
I can shellac it.
I don't like waste. But anyways, so that was my adventure with resin. And to be fair, I did the right thing. I originally cast it on a good day, and all the conditions were met for good casting. It's that the next morning, the temperature dipped lower than expected and probably slowed down the thermal reaction that resin needs to set. So it got too cold the next... In other words, it didn't set fast enough because this is supposed to set in 24 hours. So I had timed it so that it would hit the 24 hours before it got cold. Nope. Fail.
Pro tip to everybody out there. Just assume resin takes about 3 to 5 days to cure. So make sure you have 3 to 5 days of good weather. It may say only 15 hours on the package. Don't listen to the package. It takes like 3 to 5 days to be realistic.
It depends on the size of the cast, too.
That because makes remember, a big difference, too.
The other casts that I have set correctly.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are hard, like they should be. It's only this one that did not set correctly, but this also had its own mold.
Different
all
mold.
Of the others
and it may
weren't
have,
a different
did it have
mold.
A different mixture, possibly, or was it like the bottom of the
no.
mixture?
It was the bottom of the mixture, but all of them used the same mixture from the same cup.
Okay.
I did not remix anything.
So it could possibly just be that the bottom of the mixture was just not the right combo or something was a little bit extra.
Yeah,
it's hard to say.
This one has, you mentioned this one has bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Only this one has bubbles.
Oh.
The others don't, or so at least they have far less of them.
There's definitely something wrong with the combo then. If it's that's the only one that has the bubbles in it, there's something wrong with the combo somewhere. And it's probably because it was the bottom.
Yeah. It also could have been just the mixing at the bottom of the cup.
Yeah, maybe. That happens too.
Who knows? I did mix it for the full time allotted.
Sure.
So, you know, I did everything that I could correctly. So that was my resin mixing adventure. So now you can learn from all of my mistakes. And that aside, when we recorded last episode, it was actually right before I went out of town again. So unfortunately, I didn't have all that much time to make progress, but I did make some.
With a
and
pile
yes,
of fabric.
This is Amber's usual pile of fabric. This is the hand-stitched skirt to Athena's dress. So now I just need to machine stitch all the edges. But the important thing that I did with this that I haven't ever done before is I trued the hem.
Oh, okay.
Because the fabric actually ended up not being even all the way around on the hem on the bottom. It kind of did this
it
in
did
some
that
places.
Yes, I love when that happens.
And because this is large enough to be a circle skirt, and I haven't taken in the waist yet, because that'll be done when I attach it to the bodice. But because of that, I had to pin it doubled up on my dress form because mm-hmm. there's enough fabric to go around more than once. Mm-hmm. So I stuck it on my dress form, and then I got down on the floor with a yardstick. And I had to figure out, like, how high above the ground do I want my hem to sit? Because it was uneven. And I am not a tall person. So it was like, okay, 5 inches is how tall this needs to be above the ground. So I started putting pins going straight across, like, 5 inches. And I kept my yardstick and I went all the way around measuring. And I chopped off actually a good chunk of fabric on some of these pieces. But now they are all evenly 5 inches above the ground or really close to it. So now I get to machine stitch it now that I've cut off all the excess fabric. I still have to figure out if I want to just wear a slip underneath it or if I want to try and make an underskirt for it just for modesty's sake, because it's good thick fabric, but if you shine light through it, it is still like slightly transparent mm-hmm. or translucent. I'm sorry, slightly translucent. So I have to figure out what I'm going to do with that. The fabric that I have left over is actually a different shade than this one. So I'm going to have to figure something out because I don't have quite enough of either shade to make a full all the way around.
Okay.
But maybe because it's underneath, you won't notice. I don't know. I'll have to experiment with like shining natural light on it just to see how it impacts things. But yeah, I did some sewing. I'm getting there slowly. I'm having to be very, very mindful just because I don't want to get anything on this because I don't have any more left. If there are any mistakes, that's it. I have to go and buy a whole new swath of fabric. And then I have to bring this with me to try and match the dye lot too, which is not fun. I will tell you from experience of having to go and match dye lots. That's everything. Amber's Resin Adventures.
Amber's Resin Adventures, yep. And the pile of fabric.
There's always a pile of fabric somewhere.
Always. Surprisingly not near me right now, because I'm getting to that point. There is one over here off camera, but that's fine. I have attempted to do cosplay stuff over the weekend. Surprise! Yay! I'm trying to make something for AllCon. Maybe, maybe not. But I'm sure everybody can relate to this, but you know when you're in the process of trying to start something and you really want to work on it, it doesn't matter if it's house chores, if you're cleaning, if you're cooking, if you're sewing, but then everything in the universe is trying to stop you from doing that thing
because you want to do it.
Because I want to do it. And that is exactly what happened to me over the weekend. It was just like the universe was thwarting me from doing anything with this costume. I managed to finish one thing, but even still, that was torture to get through it. And that's the silly part. I was going to start working on the skirt for this costume, pulled out the fabric, went to go print off the pattern that I had made through one of those make your own pattern websites. I had made this pattern like months and months ago, so I thought I had downloaded it. Went to my folder and I was like, oh, I didn't download it. I'll just go to my account and download it. Went to my account. Order was there. Download was not available. So I had to go submit a request to get it, another one sent to me, and that took about 2 days. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm not working on the skirt today. Let me go start working on the shirt. Okay, cool. Went to go pull out the fabric for the shirt. One, fabric is not the right color. Two, I only ordered 1 yard when I needed 2 yards because it is a full sleeve button down shirt and it's got to be men's style. So I needed to have extra voluminous fabric. So I really need those 2 yards.
Because it's a more square cut.
Yes. So while it was like, okay, the color I could always dye because it was pure white. And it's like, I can dye this to be an off-white ivory color. I've got the know-how and the methods to do that. But the fact that I'm missing a full yard, and I bought this fabric like a year and a half ago, so it's not like I'm going to be able to easily get another bit of this. So I was like, oh, I guess I'm not making the shirt today. Instead, I'm going to go ahead and order fabric off the last little bits of my gift card and wait 2 weeks for it to arrive now. Cool stuff. What else can I do instead? Oh, I know. Let me do the neckerchief because that thing is just a rectangle. All I got to do is serge 2 sides. That's it. Not a problem. Should take me less than 15 minutes. Great. Cut out the rectangle. No problems. Got it ready for the serger. No problem. Went through the serger. Serger said no
problem.
And what's funny is, like, I literally used this exact same fabric a couple of weeks ago, had no trouble whatsoever, but just today the serger was just like, no. So I pulled it off the serger, took it outside, and did the wonderful burn method so that way I could just crisp the edges. And 40 minutes later, that was done. And I was like, that's it. Not doing anything else this weekend. Clearly, I am not allowed to work on cosplay. This is just the sign, and I accept my fate. And it was awful.
It's enforced vacation.
Yeah, no, I was able to do other house things, so it's fine. Within that time, though, I have was able to get my patterns sent to me, and I've been able to print them out. I actually have a pile of paper on the floor and already pieced together.
You have a pile, too!
But it's a paper, yay, and it smells like tape.
That's okay.
It smells like tape in here. It smells lovely. Not at all. I have a Renewzit going off right now because it's the only thing that covers up this wonderful packing tape smell. But at least I've got stuff printed and I know that I can start working on the skirt hopefully this weekend because it's not going to take me very long. It's a very simple A-line skirt. It just happens to have two box pleats on the front and then a kick pleat in the back. So it's just a little bit of maneuvering and MacGyvering than what I'm used to. But, you know, that it shouldn't take me very long. I'm hoping I can get that done. We shall see what happens and if my machine plays nice with me. Please play nice with me. I got two of you. One of you, please play nice with me. You know. Cosplay! Yay! That's it. We lead exciting lives with interesting stories of randomness.
Lead interesting lives. I mean, is it everybody that can, you know, play with resin like taffy?
It is a fun experience. The first time I worked with resin, it really did come out like taffy, and I was very confused for a while. I was like, what is going on here?
Plastic is not supposed to act like that unless it is, like, melted plastic. And then, yeah, melted plastic will act like taffy only in its melted state.
Or like hot glue.
But once it sets again, then no. That's why I'm very confused. Like, you're telling me, yeah, it happens like this all the time. And I'm like, but on paper, plastic has certain properties. It does not act like this normally.
But it's also so finicky that it needs the right temperature and the right mixtures and the right situation. Like, if any outside elements interact with it, it just goes haywire. And it's like, I'm going to do this time, or I'm going to do that. It's plastic is
funny. I've noticed. At least the other ones came out okay. See, this was me using up the last of the resin for something useful, because when I tried to, you know, measure how much I needed, it doesn't take much. It takes like a half ounce of resin. My scale won't measure that low. 1 ounce is the minimum it will measure. So I have to pour more resin than I need to be able to make this one little piece. And I didn't want to just let the rest of the resin sit there and harden in the cup. I may as well, you know, cast something that I can use later. So this is just me using up the excess that was left over. But yay, adventures in doing things, or in some cases, adventures in not doing things. Because Serger just noped.
Just noped. It's
yes, that's a verb. Noped.
It noped.
Yeah. Some days I also feel like noping. Some days I actually get a chance to nope.
The universe told me to nope, so I noped. When it takes you 40 minutes to make a freaking neck scarf, I was like, oh God, I'm done. I can't. I'll do this another time. It's fine.
Let's get into the AllCon updates then.
So for those of you who are following us on social media and AllCon social media, we do have the Facebook event page up and running. Yay for that. And this past week, I have been adding slowly but surely some of our prize announcements. Our biggest prize announcement will be on Monday. So definitely stay tuned for that one. Oh no, on Sunday. I moved it up a day. It'll be on Sunday. Stay tuned for that one. That one's a really good prize. I'm very happy that we could do that one. So for right now, as you guys know, that we will be giving away trophies per usual. We do like trophies. We keep the tradition ongoing since the beginning of time of AllCon and every cosplay contest they've ever had. So cool beans there. And of course, for those who are our judges, awards winners, you get a very wonderful, very nice, very fancy, very custom certificate. that you will not see anywhere else because I custom make all these suckers and they're on very nice paper and I make sure that they're very nice. Yay. And then the other prize that we announced too was the free photos from Photo Persuasion. He's been very kind to sponsor us for this contest. Basically, he will have a booth at AllCon throughout the entire weekend. And at any time, you can go and take photos at his booth. The photos are absolutely free to everybody. What you do have to do is if you want any of the photos after the con, you go to his website and then you can purchase whichever photos that you want. What we are able to provide our winners for the contest, and that's everybody from Judges Awards to the Best in Show, is you will get a coupon that'll allow you to download X number of photos up to the value of the coupon for you to keep. So that's really cool. We definitely want to let everybody know that you shouldn't wait to get your photos taken. Once you are in your costume, go to his booth anytime during the weekend. It's located right outside the exhibit hall. Don't wait till after the contest because he's very likely to be closed down like the exhibit hall will be. So not a good time to go. Go beforehand or go on Sunday, get your photo taken, and then you can go get your photos after the con. So that'll be nice.
And they're really good quality photos.
Yes, we've worked with him before, so we know his level of quality, his work. If you don't know how to pose for your character, Brian is awesome at helping you pose. He can tell you standing 10 feet away how to pose to make you look awesome, to make your costume look awesome, and it'll always turn out wonderful.
Yep, it's a very smooth experience having your photos taken, even if you haven't ever had it done before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this is the first time you've ever had professional photos taken, it's a really good experience to have because that way you kind of learn for the future, too. Because we want to get photos of your really awesome costumes.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's it for prize updates for now, but stay tuned. I know this won't mean anything in a week on the podcast, but those who are listening and watching right now, you can find out on Sunday. That's all I got for prizes.
Yep. And of course, if you're still on the fence on whether or not you want to do the contest, go ahead and sign up. You can always drop later if you need to. There are no penalties for that. We understand life gets in the way. But also remember that we do have a cap on the number of attendees that can sign up. So if you're thinking about it, better to get in now just in case than to kind of waffle about it and then go for it later only to find that we've already reached our cap.
I will say the benefit to signing up online is, one, you'll know for sure that you've been confirmed. Two, it's you get early placement in our prejudging session. So we're going to go by order of when you signed up. So if you're one of the first ones to sign up online, you're getting first in line for prejudging, and then you can kind of have more time to relax between prejudging and the contest. So it's also a nice benefit to just sign up online, early prejudging.
Yep, because then you can go and enjoy the con before the contest.
Absolutely.
Or go and relax. Either or is good. Today's topic, feeling the pressure of having to make new cosplay constantly. And in my opinion, you should give a hearty nope to that. I'm never a fan of peer pressure to begin with, but there is definitely a lot of pressure. At least it seems recently to me. I don't know that it was always this way in the cosplay, the world of cosplay, that there's just a lot of impetus that you have to constantly be making new costumes. Like every con, you have to have something new to show people, that you would be ostracized by the community if you wore something two cons in a row, or if you're known for wearing the same costume all the time. Maybe you have a favorite series and you have a favorite character and you really like cosplaying them a lot, but then people would sit there and make fun of you for wearing the same costume all the time, like, oh, why don't you have any new material? And there's a lot of pressure to have to keep up. But as somebody who really enjoys old school anime, I like wearing the same costume all the time because I'm a fan of old series. And so I don't necessarily feel the need to have to constantly make new things, especially because the series I like to watch don't have any new material. But that's okay. It's still a good series. It doesn't make it a bad series just because there's nothing new. Eventually, they'll probably come and make a sequel to some of them. Bleach made a comeback. Other series can too.
Everything makes a comeback. Everything comes in cycles.
It does.
And there's some that are just always going to be staples, like your Sailor Moons, your Dragon Balls. Like, there's just some that are always going to be around. I think this pressure to always do something new, it's something that I've dealt with for a long time, and I know it's something that has circulated for quite a bit. I don't think it was as common like 15-ish years ago as it is compared to today. I think today it's so much more of a social media, always online culture. So there's just this pressure to just constantly push new things out constantly, just all the time, like new, whether or not you make it or you buy it. And I mean, just look at TikTok and you see how many people just put on a new costume literally every single post, every single day. My brain is, other than the fact that it's mushy right now, just comprehending how to have that many costumes at your disposal is astronomical. There's just no way that I could have a new costume 365 days out of the year. That's just not feasible. So I think it's more pressure now just because that's what keeps us relevant. It keeps us popular. It keeps us on top of the algorithm and making sure that we get all the likes, the retweets, and the faves that we want. Whereas a decade ago, it wasn't as big of a deal. I think it was still more of a thing depending on the circles that you were in. Because I know for me, being so much on the contest scene, it was kind of the expectation to always have something new every con. Whether or not I was competing, I still needed to have something new every convention. And I know some of my exhaustion with cosplay came out of that. It was because I was always making new things. I still enjoyed the process. I still like challenging myself. But it was exhausting after a while. Whereas now I'm just like, I'll pull something from the closet. It's fine. I don't care if I've worn April O'Neil 15 times by now. It's probably been 20 or 30 at this time. Every time I wear it, I get compliments. Everyone seems to enjoy it. What's the big deal with me wearing it yet again? It's a great costume and it's withstood so many decades. At this point, like, why not, right? And it doesn't bother me, but I know some of that is just experience and age that has allowed me to get to that point where it's like, I don't want to do this whole new costume every con. Why? I don't need to make five new costumes for a 3-day weekend. No, I don't got time for that. I don't have the energy for that. But me, a decade ago, would have said otherwise. I felt like that was an expectation because of the circle that I was in. And now that that circle has evolved, we have changed, we have all grown up, we've become super adults in some sense. We've all realized, yeah, that's kind of silly. Let's just make things when we want to make things. Like, let's just, you go at your own pace and you do your own thing. But trying to separate yourself from what is considered the norm now is really challenging because you do feel like the odd one out. You stand alone when you see all of these different cosplays just by this one person, and it's just like, how do I keep up with that? And the answer is you don't. You can't without something else giving.
Yeah, saying nope can actually be really hard.
Yes, very much so.
Where he's like, just say no. Well, you know, there are consequences for saying no. In both cases, and saying no to friends that are asking you to wear certain cosplays or do
Yeah.
certain things, and no as in you need a break from cosplay because you're just burnt out by all that social pressure. Both situations, it can be really hard to say no. It's not even just having a new cosplay to every convention. Sometimes you're expected to have a new cosplay each day of a
Yes.
convention.
Been
And if a
there.
convention is like 3 or 4 days long, that's minimum 3 or 4 cosplays. And I've seen people that sometimes change halfway through the day. So they'll wear more than one costume in a day.
Back in
And it's
my
like,
day, but this was also back when I could feasibly do it. Physically, I had the physical stamina to handle that. I look back now and go, what was I thinking? Like, I would have had just as much fun if I just wore the same costume all day long. But again, that's age and experience speaking. It's not something that I inherently knew back then.
Right. And for those who've joined us in the chat today, please let us know if that's been your experience as well in cosplay, if you have felt that sort of public pressure or peer pressure from your friends to wear multiple costumes that are new or haven't been seen in a while at conventions, and if it's even gone as far as doing, you know, multiple on different days. So the question is, if you don't feel like giving into peer pressure and you don't feel like, you know, making new costumes constantly, and you don't have to worry about providing brand new content for social media purposes, then what do you do? Well, obviously you can wear whatever costumes you want.
Yeah.
So if you have only one costume, that's okay.
Wear it.
You can wear that costume as many times as you want, as long as you enjoy it. Mm-hmm. If you don't enjoy it, don't feel obligated. But if you do enjoy it, please wear it as much as you want. If you have only like two or three costumes, feel free to wear those as much as you want. Rotate between them. Or if you only want to wear one to this convention, one to this convention, and one to this convention, any mix and match. However you like to do it, you should do that because it makes you happy. And if you feel guilty about doing so, if you still kind of feel that pressure to have something new, but you can't, say, afford a new costume, or you just don't have the time, life gets in the way, being an adult's hard, you can actually update old costumes in different ways. Or you can kind of spruce them up, make different versions of the same character, reuse parts from your old costume in new costumes. This is why closet cosplay is a thing. In fact, it's a huge thing.
Yes.
Closet cosplay now, especially Absolutely. Now with inflation, where you can take just regular clothes and turn them into cosplay for different characters, and you just kind of mix and match between characters, especially since there's a lot of costumes, like, say, the school uniforms that can be used for many characters over and over again. You just change the accessories that go with it so that you can tell who you are. Or you can... I'm sure Val's going to feel strongly about this.
Uh-oh.
You can bling up your old costume.
Heck yeah!
You can add all sorts of embellishments to it. You can make it uber fancy. You don't even have to change the fabrics if you don't want to. If you just want to use the same core outfit and add accessories, maybe some jewelry, make everything flashy, you could totally update a costume like that if you want to. Come on, I know you have things you want to say about this.
I do love blinging up a costume. It's so fun. You know what? It's fun, and it kind of, it's a great way of breathing life into an old costume where you're just like, I still like this, but I don't really know. It just lets you have that fun little twist on it and just give it something fresh. And you're just like, oh, it feels like a different costume now. Anytime that I have thrown bling at it or thrown some, I'm not going to say throw glitter on it because glitter is just, eh. Throwing some rhinestones on it, it always feels like it's something extra and special.
And you can even do small things like adding ruffles, add fringe, you know, add a really pretty hair accessory. You can do all sorts of little things to a costume that can give it a nice update, a breath of life, but still be that same costume without having to, you know, add a lot of time or money.
Mm-hmm.
Because cosplay is not inexpensive, especially once you do it for a while and you start to acquire collections of costumes, and then you have to store them all someplace, which is another downside. If you constantly have new cosplay,
you're
going to have to eventually rotate out your old ones because you're just going to run out of space.
Space was the biggest thing for me. At my old place, I had double closets. Very fancy of me, I know. They were not walk-ins, but good gravy. They were stuffed to the gills only with cosplay. Nothing else was in there but costumes. Over the years, I have definitely removed a lot of those pieces, and I have pared it down. So what I have in my current closet that's in this room, it is full. I have like two slots left, but I'm at that point too where I'm starting to shift things, and I'm like, you know what? I don't think I'm going to wear this again, and I can go ahead and remove it. Because yeah, space is a thing, especially if you do armor or crazy wigs or big props. It's got to go somewhere at the end of the day. And just shucking it into your bedroom on the floor and hoping for the best is not always a great option.
It also doesn't always work if there's not enough space. I will tell you, as an avid prop maker, that eventually you get to a point where the props do not fit in your closet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to figure out where to put them. And it has to be a safe place where they're not going to be, you know, accidentally destroyed by pets or... you know, accidentally knocked over mm-hmm. by visitors or children or things like that. And so eventually I got to a point where I started having to display my props on the wall.
Yep.
because it was the only place I had space for them.
It's always a fun idea.
Yeah, it can be a cool conversation piece as long as the people who come in are okay with it. If the people who come in see a bunch of, you know, weapon props on your wall, they might ask questions.
I get a lot of fun questions with my lightsabers, not gonna lie, and I'm okay with that.
I've had neighbors give me some very odd looks after I've told them I am a prop maker.
You should see my wonderful collection. It's beautiful.
Look at my stuff. Isn't it neat?
I can't go any further than that. We don't need the mouse on us. No, go on the mouse. Rule one, don't mess with the mouse.
But something else that you can do, if you don't want to necessarily spruce up or touch an old cosplay, but you want a fairly low budget way of still keeping that same character or that same vibe, you can make seasonal versions of that character. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have different conventions you attend in summer and winter and spring and fall. You can make different varieties of that same character just wearing slightly different outfits. Or maybe you can do things like add a jacket for the winter. And you can totally closet cosplay these. Maybe in the summer you want to do a swimsuit version of that character and just use an existing swimsuit that you have. Make sure that you keep it legal. You can do all sorts of very simple cosplays. Like maybe you want to see, what does that character look like in a suit? What might that character look like in a dress? And you can have very simple cosplays that still can be very edifying mm-hmm. as a cosplayer, because I'm still showing my fandom. I'm still showing my love for this character just in a unique personal way. And that's still totally valid. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have, as a new cosplay, a fancy thing like you see TikTokers do, or like you see professional cosplayers do. I would not compare yourself to them. Just that's kind of their day job. So there are certain requirements and resources that they have that you won't necessarily. So don't worry about that. Just cosplay whatever you feel comfortable with and whatever you can reasonably handle mm-hmm. as long as you still have fun. Because that's ultimately the biggest thing. If you feel uber stressed out constantly making new cosplays, or if you feel uber stressed out blinging out your old cosplay, stop. Take a break. Walk away from it. Like, actually physically walk away from mm-hmm. it. Do something else that has nothing to do with cosplay until you're ready to return to it. And that may take time, and that's okay.
That's okay.
That's so totally okay. Please do it. And don't just sit there and drive yourself to keep working on something that doesn't bring you joy.
Listen,
we've all done it.
Yeah, we've all done it.
We've all been the 2 a.m. in the hotel room person, you know, frantically working on cosplays.
Not me.
All done it.
I have not done that. I have assisted a friend doing that. However, we already pre-planned to do this because she didn't have sewing skills. We were many, many, many thousands of miles apart. And we had a fun night of it, too, because she made me some her favorite cinnamon rolls, and it was worth it. So I was okay with this. It was a fun trade-off. And we only spent, like, 4 hours at the con, like, late in the afternoon, so we could sleep in during the morning. It was just fun stuff. So don't do that unless you pre-plan it and you have fun and you keep it fun. But what I was going to say to kind of also tack on to that is that it's important to focus on your mental and your physical health and all of this. If you're not having fun with it, you can stop. Take a step back, take a breather, do something else. You can put the costume on hold. The costume will be there tomorrow. It's not going to go anywhere. There are a number of costumes sitting in my closet that have taken me literal years to put together because I was just having those moments where I was done with it. I needed a break. The universe was telling me to take a break. And so I listened to the universe. And if I had pushed myself through, I would have been miserable and I would have hated everything that I had done. So listen to yourself, listen to your body, listen to what your brain is saying. And if your brain is just saying, no, you need to do something else, you need to go eat, you need to take a break. It could be a couple minute break. It could be a couple hour break. It could be a couple month break. It does not matter. Your health comes first before anything else. And by trying to push yourself to emulate what the popular cosplayers are doing, to try to be that famous person on TikTok, if you're just not feeling it, don't push yourself into it because it's just not going to make you happy.
And keep in mind that public pressure is always going to be there. There will always be
It
new trends in
always.
cosplay. There will always be changes. There
And
will always be new
FOMO
things
and.
that are popular. Exactly.
Yeah.
There will always be that thing kind of hanging nebulously over every convention and gathering that you will ever go to, cosplay or not. There will always be that pressure to like fit in and do what everybody else is doing. It's been that way like since time began, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you aren't feeling it, that's okay. Then don't. You don't have to fit in. There are plenty of other ways that you can have fun without giving in and without giving in like a part of yourself, like giving up what you want and who you are. Because that's not fun. I've spent too many years of my life trying to fit in only to find that I never would have fit in. I was wasting my time and I was just making myself unhappy because I thought that fitting in would make me happy when it turns out the opposite. It was making me unhappy to try and fit in. And I'm much happier now that I don't. I take a lot of pride and pleasure in being weird. And that's okay. I am not popular and I'm cool with that.
Dare to be weird, kids. It
I promise you it gets better.
does
It
always
really
get better.
does.
It really does. It gets better, especially as you get older. It gets way better. But oh man, just accepting yourself for who you are is the most liberating feelings you could possibly have. So embrace the weirdness because that's what makes you amazing.
You'll find as you get older that, yeah, people will make fun of you for your looks because, society and culture has this thing about anti-aging. But it's really freeing to not give a care about what other people think anymore. And that seriously does come with age and experience. It just kind of happens. And you stop caring about what's popular and you stop caring about the peer pressure. And it's like, yeah, this is pretty cool. I'm pretty cool.
You find your own niche, you find the things that you love, and you just spend your time enjoying them because that's what life should be about. It's enjoying the things that you want to do, so do them.
Yeah, and if we want to wear old school cosplay over and over again,
Heck
we
yeah.
do that. If we want to make a new costume once a year and
We
not
do
for every
that.
convention, we do that. If we don't want to make any new cosplays because, life is
Life.
hard, that's fine. We go with the flow and we do that. And, we may take some time and a little bit of budget and maybe just add a new accessory to an old cosplay or maybe replace a part that needs to be replaced. Maybe you can add some embellishment to a prop that already exists. If we feel like doing that, we do that. And if we don't, we don't. And it's cool.
And it's all good.
It is. So don't feel obliged to do things that society's trying to make you do when it comes to cosplay. If you want new stuff, make new stuff. If you want to wear the old stuff
Wear
over and
it.
over again, you do that. We support you 100%. All right. Well, of course, if you all would like to let us know your feelings on wearing new cosplay versus wearing old cosplay, feel free to join in the conversation via any of our social media, which of course you can find here.
For those who are watching us, all the information is located underneath Amber. It ain't going anywhere. For those who are listening, visit us at cospod.org, on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay Podcast, and YouTube and Twitter at CosPodcast.
You can also email us, podcast@cospod.org, where you will get an answer from each one of us along with a curated Nick Cage meme.
Unless it's about the All Con contest, then we have to keep it professional. I'm sorry.
Yes. And also, please remember that AllCon is coming up very shortly. So if you are
Yes.
still wanting to join the cosplay contest, you do need to register. So please do that ASAP. The rules are available on the convention's website if you would like to see those as well. Otherwise, we will see you all next time in episode 270. Please stay safe out there. Keep working on those cosplays for AllCon so that we can all see your smiling, shining faces at AllCon next month. Otherwise, happy cosplaying, everybody. See you next time.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.